Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the DBJN Network. Yes, Dr. Bernard Johnson Network, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We are being heard literally all over the world. More than 90 million listeners in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Mexico, Pakistan. My Lord, the Virgin Isles, Jerusalem, Spain, Italy, France, Japan, oh my Lord, just basically, literally all over the world. And we give God the praise. We want to introduce to you the man that God is using for such a time as this to lead the world into 2 billion praise nightly right here on the Blog Talk Radio, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. Without any further ado, at this time, we present to you this great man of God, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Hagen from Hagen, Georgia. I'm humbled. Do y'all hear me? Amen. I'm humbled every time having an introduction such as that. Thank you so much. And we just come to just praise God, just as simple as I can make it. We just come to give God 1,000 thank yous. Why? So many thank yous. Because he deserves them. He deserves all of our praise. I was just thinking here tonight, and please allow me to say this. Thank you. Thank you in the Greek is eucharisteo. Eucharisteo, thank you in the Greek. And it means to be grateful. Not just saying thank you as a repetitious rhetoric. No, we're not trying to do that. But it means being grateful from your heart when you say thank you. It means being appreciative, being indebted. See, some people don't even think they owe God nothing. But I owe him my life. I really do. It's wanting to do something for the person who has done so much for you. That's gratefulness. Jesus died for us and hung there and bled and died for all of us. And thank you means we are indebted because he's done so much for us. We're indebted to Jesus. Lord, we could thank you day and night, but it would never be enough to pay you for what you did for us. We're not trying to pay you. We're just trying to show that we are grateful by and knowing that we're indebted. We are indebted. Thank you means to express gratitude. That's why the seraphims, the angels are up in heaven, flying all around the throne, praising God and expressing gratitude to our God and to Jesus, who is at the right hand of the Father, for what he has done. The Father sent the Son. Son gave his life. We're indebted. We're grateful. And that is why the four beasts, the Bible says in Revelation, I believe the fourth or seventh chapter, one of them, the four beasts are around the throne saying, holy, 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 day and night. This is a form of thank you. Yeah, that's the form of thank you, Lord. And expresses gratitude to God for being holy. Oh, thank you. And all the way. Although they continuously say, holy, 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 it is not considered just vain repetition. No, because they have a purpose in mind, and that is to continuously bring praise to God for being holy, for being holy. So, folks, we're on to something with this thank you, thank you, thank you. Our thank yous continuously express our gratitude to God for all that he has done. And it continuously reminds God that we are thankful and grateful for everything that he has done. Don't allow the enemy to tell you that it is meaningless. That's the devil. Why would he say something like that? He's a jealous fiend. He's jealous of God. He wants to stop the praise. And that's exactly what he did. That's what he tried to do up in heaven. Somebody's moving around the phone and all that picks up all over the world. Don't do that, please. But that's what the devil tried to do up in heaven. He tried to stop the praise. People were praising God and giving him glory. But again, the enemy came and tried to stop the praise. That's why we have to be careful that we express this eucharisteo, meaning that we are extremely grateful in our heart for what he has done, and that we give him praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we defeat this jealous pain, jealous of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Heavenly Father, we're thankful. Before I pray tonight, I want you to make your request known unto the Lord. What do you need from God? What are you asking, special requests? Some of you may be requesting something for our ministry here, or for this block talk, or for our prayer line, or for me, or for my family, or whatever, or for my mother, or whatever. But I want you to make that request known. Please take time to make a request also for yourself. I don't want to be selfish. I want you to be blessed, and I want you to go up. Praise the Lord. So take a moment and express to God your prayer request. Amen. And then we're going to pray and then start thanking him 1,000 times for what he has done already and what he's going to do. The line is open to you just in your own private way to make your request known to God. Amen. Do that now, and then we'll pray. This is your time. Heavenly Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you Jesus, let me pray. Heavenly Father, we're grateful to you for all that you've done. I humbly submit myself to you, Lord, by saying I don't know nothing. I can't do nothing until you come. And only if you let me be. I don't deserve nothing. I appreciate what you've done. But I'm asking you to bless us. For Christ's sake, bless the people, that we might be a blessing to them in the name of Jesus. Now, I pray that you can look on all the requests made in the prayer time here tonight and bless these folks. Bless their going, bless their coming, oh God. And whoever that is moving by the phone, I ask that you would give them the cognizance to know that they need to be not selfish, but concerned about others around them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. And thank you for what you're going to do. Forgive us for all of our sins, sins of omission, sins of commission. Oh, God, be there for us in every step. We pray. Thank you for how you blessed us and helped us and brought us out. And we just give you the glory and the adoration and praise in Jesus' name. And if you have made your request, let's thank him in advance. That's what faith is. You have heard nothing from nobody. Thank him like it's already done. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Th
Thank you, 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 th Lord, I love you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I love you.
Thank you, 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 th
Thank you right now, Lord. Lord, I
came up to the altar and looking at their esteem, looking at their shoes, looking at the sweater they had on, wondering if their hair straight and their shoes are right, and wondering if their makeup is on straight. Then all of a sudden, they got to thanking God like that, and tears start flowing down, and mascara and everything else everywhere. It focuses on the spiritual rather than natural. Then secondly, it ushers in the presence of the Lord. I've said this, and you'll hear me say it over and over again, because God is a God of repetition. That's why you've got the Ten Commandments over and over again. He repeats good things. He's the one who put it in place. But it ushers in the presence of the Lord. You can't thank God. Oh, my God, just think about how good it is and say it from your heart, thank you, Jesus. And see that in the presence of the Lord come in. And you can't pray to him like that without the presence of the Lord come in. My old pastor, Dr. S.E. Mitchell, used to say, a little praise will take you to heaven, but a whole lot of praise will bring heaven to you. It ushers in the presence of the Lord. And I was going to tell you this. I keep on saying it. I'm going to keep on saying it. That God doesn't attend pity parties. He attends praise parties. Yeah. Then the third thing he told me, it positions you to receive a miracle from the Lord. I'd like to suggest to you that those who make God first and make him feel important. I'd like to suggest to you that the ones who take time out of their busy schedule, you know, there's 168 hours in a week, and those who let God know that he's first instead of last. I suggest that you position yourself to receive a miracle from the Lord over the one who doesn't have time for him, who just gives their time to their activities, what they want to do. I suggest to you that you position yourself to receive a miracle. And then the last thing he said to me, he said, tell you that all that praise, you heard all that praise going up? I want to just prophesy tonight that that's only a foretaste. You will hear this. It will seem like a roar one of these days. It's going to increase so until you're going to hear it like a roar. It's already increasing. Prophetess Baker, Prophetess Vanessa Williams, y'all prophesied this, and it's coming to pass. But I prophesied that one day it would be like a roar, that it would be so much praise. And I prophesied that one day God would give us a clarion call, and people will come from all over the world to a stadium at that time, and then we'll take it to stadiums where people are going to be coming to praise God like the world has never witnessed. Some people are going to get scared because they know it's ushering the end time. They know that. And some people will be frightened by it. It won't frighten you because you will be in the forefront of it. What do you think God is doing now? Open your eyes. Don't keep cataracts on your eyes. Open your eyes and begin to see what the Lord is doing here. When have you ever heard of people giving God 1,000 thank yous individually and billions of praises go up here? It's not of the devil. That's not the devil. The devil is trying to stop up everything he got. The same thing I told you he was trying to do in heaven. He's trying to stop the praise. Why do you think he was trying to convince the heavenly host? I'm the one you need to worship. I'm the one you need to adore. Because they were saying, holy, holy, four beasts around the throne crying holy. The seraphims, the angels flying around heaven. Lord, we praise you, Lord. Leading praise. So they're leading praise in heaven. They're getting people to praise him. Now, what do you think you do in the night? You're learning to really come together, Baptists and Methodists and Church of God in Christ and Apostolic, Presbyterian, Southern Baptist, National Baptist, National Baptist USA, National Baptist Incorporated, just so many denominations who the Seventh-day Adventists don't want to leave them out. Went to see them the other day, and the people who love the Lord. And the devil tries to have his God's people fighting everywhere. You know, don't want to praise with you, don't want to participate with you. God gave it this far to bring people together all over the world because he wants his people to join hands and praise him and be with one accord. My mother, she's 95, and she began to think maybe the Lord was going to take her on home. And she would pray for me and pray for my brother David. And one of the things that she was asking, Lord, unite my sons, unite my daughters. Is that a bad thing? See, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. All good things come from the Lord. If Mama, 95, was praying that prayer, thinking she was going home, unite my sons, unite my daughter. What do you think the Lord wants? It came from him. All good things come from God. One of his prayers, you don't think the Lord Jesus prays? He was in the garden and prayed. Went there more than one time and prayed the same prayer. I'll tell you, repetitions from the Lord. Say the same prayer over and over. Lord, if it be thy will, bid this cup to pass. So what I'm trying to say to you, Jesus leading the way out, we want his people, God, we want his people to come together and forget all that Baptist stuff, forget all that Church of God in Christ stuff, forget all that Methodist stuff, forget all that stuff. And what can we do together? Tell you one thing, let me tell you two things. We can pray together. Amen. And we can praise together. And I'm trying to tell you that one day, when God says so, we're gonna make a clarion call to the world. We're going to rent a stadium, seating maybe 60, 70,000, 80,000 people. And I'm not going to use any man's name on this earth to try to be the forefront of it. No. We're gonna train people to come together for Jesus. And I'm telling you that because God has given me a background to know that you can make anybody's name big if you got enough money. You can advertise a name over and over again. And before you know it, people are saying, well, I got to go see him. I got to see him. Well, what about you can make Jesus' name is the biggest name in the history of the world. But what you can do is we're gonna blow his name up so and do it in such a way until they say, I got to be there. I got to be there. Who are you going for? Jesus. Yeah. Well, who's going to be on the program? Jesus. See. God took me through this with my concerts all over the world and showed me by myself, you know, showed me that you can make anybody's name big enough where people will come out. We're going to blow Jesus up bigger than he is now. Amen. My God, we're gonna advertise him so in such a positive way that people will come from all over the world to be in the presence of the Lord. Won't be advertising nobody else. Just the main forefront focus of Jesus. Get ready for it. And my point here is, what do you think he has you on this prayer line? Why do you think he let you find this blog line where all we're doing is saying, thank you, Jesus? Think about it. Think about it. You've got common sense. Think about it. Why do you think he let you find this? God is finding people who will be in the forefront of leading praise that like the world has never seen before all over the world. Why do you think God let you, even in the beginning stages of it, get with this prayer line, with Dr. Bernard Johnson? Why? God does things for a reason. He's not a frivolous God to do things just haphazardly. He does things for a reason. Why do you do things for a reason? Where did it come from? Is that a bad thing to do things? No. It comes from God. God has a purpose. Is that a bad thing? Do you have a purpose? I'm trying to get you to open your eyes and see. It's a good thing to have a purpose. That's why they wrote the book, The Purpose-Driven Life. because, and it sold so many millions, because people realize that it's important to have a purpose. God has a purpose, and you are part of his purpose. Open your eyes. It wasn't the devil that sent you on here. Because we haven't been saying, oh, praise you, devil. Oh, praise you, Satan. No, no, no. We're praying, saying, praise the Lord. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, you think he led you to a line where people are giving God 1,000 thank yous? Why do you think that? It has to be for a purpose. It has to be for a purpose. God is using you and putting you in place to be in the forefront of giving him praise like the world has never seen in the history of the world. There's got to be purpose in mind. God does that for a reason. So I want you to get ready, open your eyes, and he didn't want you to be selfish with it. He wants you to get others to come because he's setting his praise weapon in place. Praise is a weapon against Satan. Prayer is a weapon against Satan. And he's setting all this in place for a reason. For a reason. And you got to be able to see it. You got to be able to see it. And it's going to come to pass. Hopefully it doesn't leave you behind. Some of you started with it in the very beginning. Some of you have gotten a part of it now. But don't let it leave you behind. Because see, sometimes what will happen is that you will start out and then somehow the enemy will let you be left behind. Five virgins were wise, five were foolish. They started out together. And all of a sudden the bridegroom came, and the ones who had started with them forgot oil and got left out. So God bless you. We love you. May you have a good night. I got to get out of here. And keep putting in your prayers. Amen, as we move forward for Jesus Christ. Just a sheep myself following Jesus. I mean, nothing except what Jesus is trying to make me. Don't feel like I'm nobody. And I'm not trying to be a wonder. Oh, my God, no. But I do have enough sense to recognize that I'm serving the wonder, Jesus. So may y'all have a good night. Love you. And let me just give the final blessing. Heavenly Father, somebody needs a financial blessing. I pray that you turn that bank account around and put it in the black rather than in the red. Somebody's sick. I pray that you heal their body and make them well. Somebody's in trouble, feel forgotten. Let them know that you'll never forget them. Never leave them nor forsake them. Somebody's down. Lift them up, God. Somebody's out. Bring them in, I pray. Someone feels like nobody cares. Let them know that you care more than any person on the face of this earth. Somebody has been weeping all night long. Let them find just even the hem of your garment. Wipe the weeping eyes. Oh, God, set them free. Somebody's heavy burden, lift that heavy burden. Somebody has a heavy load, lighten the heavy load. Someone needs to be debt free. Set them free, Lord. And even as you lead me to say this, it shall come to pass. I pray that you cancel IRS debt upon these precious people. God, somebody's loved one is in prison. Set them free in Jesus' name. And until they are set free, and even when they get set free, protect them. I ask that you put the blood of Jesus all around them this night and protect them from anybody seeking to do them harm. Oh, God, let the curse be reversed. Somebody's been cursed. Let it be reversed. Oh, witchcraft. Let it be reversed in the name of Jesus. Let the power of God prevail all around them. I pray that you bless them in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless their home. Come. Bless them when they travel. Keep their home safe. I rebuke in the name of Jesus, according to the word of God, whatever you bind on this earth. I bind rapists. Let them go other places in the same house. But don't let them fall here at the homes of these people. I bind molesters. Don't let them come to the homes of these people. Get them out of there if they're there. God, the angels in heaven, send the angels to these people. Goodness and mercy, let them follow these folk all the days of their life. God, keep them safe. No hurt, harm, danger. I'm asking you, that's all I can do, is don't let it happen. If they get sick, anybody, God, heal their bodies in the name of Jesus and set them free from fear. Set them free from fear. Help that runaway cup in their shoulders. I feel you, woman. Touch, heal, and deliver. Go down the back, the spine, and let those bones be placed in order. Look in the neck, that crook all around the neck. God, and set free. And look in the, oh God, adenoids, and all around, oh God, the nostrils and all up in there, those sinuses. God, heal. Something came into this country that has been affecting sinuses all over the country. Whatever it is, I don't know if anybody has thought to do it, but I curse it in the name of Jesus. That thing that is affecting these sinuses, bringing all kind of sinus problems and all kinds of, I don't even know the name, but you know, God. I pray to touch, heal, and deliver and set free of this thing that came into this country, affecting the physical bodies of individuals. I bind the Agent Orange and even symptoms of it all over this world. Oh, God, I bind that diabetes that came into this world of late in the last 10, 15, 20 years that has come to a rushing peak among Afro-Americans and others. For you have no respect to persons, but we see it more bountiful among Afro-Americans. I bind that diabetes in the name of Jesus. God, some have it because they were forced to be on diets that were not healthy for themselves from slavery days. The mama had it, the daddy had it, forced to eat from things that would cause it. Wasn't healthy salads and things like that, but forced to eat from the pig and forced to eat all kinds of things that would not be good for a healthy body. God, look on that and have mercy, Father. I pray against all these things that have come into our strain, family strain, in the name of Jesus, and give complete healing, virtue, and deliverance. I'll let you name this, my son, that I may lead you into prayer. Oh God. And God, I do pray for it, that you would bind it. And give deliverance of the things that we have been named here. This stuff that's coming to the system in our bodies. Deliver them, God. Deliver, deliver. And all I really need is one person to join me in believing this. Because if any two of us on earth shall agree on earth as touching anything that we shall ask, it should be done for us of the Father. And if I get one, it's done, Father. We agree in the name of Jesus that this is done, that this whatever came into our atmosphere here in America and some places all over the world, that you would destroy this curse upon the people, physical curse that gets into our food or water, or into the atmosphere, into the air, whatever it is that's causing so much cancer. Oh, if I can just get one person to say I agree with him, Lord. There's cancer everywhere. God, it has to be something that the enemy brought into the atmosphere or food or water or whatever it is. It may have been through the doctor's pills that they are assigning to people. But they're the ones who tell us to go get these pills from these pharmacies. Whatever it is, God, you know what it is. And God, would you curse it and let the strain be destroyed? You did it for people called the children of Israel. You could have let them all be killed for disobedience, but God, and you could have destroyed the whole remnant, but there was a remnant left that started again, and the grandchildren took it up. I'm asking you, Lord, destroy whatever it is in America and all over the world that's causing all this cancer, that's causing all this science problems and stuff that we never had before. Help us, Lord, bless the people everywhere because of the compassion that you gave me. I pray this prayer in the name of Jesus. And everything I said, let it be in the name of Jesus. For the glory of God, I pray. Thank God. Amen. Good night to all.